Morning. How are you, Scott?
Doing fine. Hey, take us through that swearing-in day from your view and being a part of all that.
You know, I did everything that contained my heart in my chest, but it was truly an honor, and having my wife and my son and my daughter there with me, and my family, my mother and father and my in-laws, and a slew of other, you know, supporters and family members and friends. It was truly an amazing day.
Well, it's neat. So anyway, he's District 12, which is, for folks who don't know, basically you take Bryan College Station out of Brazos County, but you take this district and it goes all the way up to a portion of McLennan County and everything in between. And so you basically have a rural district, which is becoming less and less a critter out there. It's kind of an endangered species in some ways.
It is. You know, I was one of the most incredible things I noticed when I got there. There were a few more rural reps on the floor the other day than I had thought, so that was comforting. And so, you know, we'll attack this not from an R versus D, but from an R versus U program. I think, you know, rural Texas has always been, you know, the reason we do so well, and I'm blessed that, you know, the biggest school in District 12 is a 3A high school.
Really? That's interesting. Now, one of the things, and obviously now it's time to roll your sleeves up and get to work, and one of the things we talked about during the forums that we had and since then, and again because I'm kind of a geek on it, is water. And there's really an important ruling that's going to come down from TCEQ that pertains to the Brazos River, which, of course, runs right through your district. And that is the Dow Chemical that is downriver needs a certain amount of water, and they have to have it for their process. Now, TCEQ has put together some guidelines where cities are going to be exempt from having to worry about their water being taken away, but they could, in fact, rule that Dow Chemical will be able to get water out of the Brazos River at a higher priority than people who have had permits longer. And some of them are in Robertson County, and I know some of them are looking to file suit there.
Yes, and I know the Texas Farm Bureau has filed suit already. I've talked to a number of farmers up and down the Brazos. I mean, this is also affecting our friends further west. I know I've talked to Marsha Farney and the two Sheffields, J.D. and Ralph. I mean, this is having implications all along the basin of the Brazos. So it's going to be very interesting times. Dow did call in its senior water right, and, you know, all these days that we've argued about junior and senior water rights and been skeptical, they are right in front of our face now.
And it's going to be something that does have to be addressed. And I think Speaker Strauss did talk about that as there were comments from the governor, lieutenant governor, and the speaker as he talked about some of the core things that Texas is going to need to do. Now, this is, while he won re-election, is still not necessarily the most popular speaker that we've had in recent history.
Well, he has done a very good job, and I think more importantly, when we look at leadership, let's talk about leadership across the board. And I know we had a press conference on Monday with the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker, and, you know, talking about the comptroller's news. So you take all the key players in our government that are aligned, and water is one of the top issues with education and transportation and infrastructure. The fact that we're all seeing and focused on the same issues, even across the aisle. I think I've enjoyed meeting some of my fellow colleagues from South Texas and around. We all agree that water, education, and transportation are the key, and, you know, gives me a lot of optimism. I'm excited about this legislative session. The 83rd, you know, will set a precedent that will help Texas today, and we're focused on 25 years from now with the growing population.
State Rep from District 12, Kyle Cassell, joining us this morning. Okay, so you're one of the freshmen. You have a little bit longer walk than some of those senior members of the House. Where's your office in relation to the floor?
Well, we are down in the addition. We're at E2704, and, you know, there's actually quite a few senior members on my hall.
Oh.
If I didn't tell you, and since we are broadcasting live from Aggie Land, there are five Aggies on the hall.
There you go.
So it's, you know, it's kind of maroon. It's almost got a little Johnny Football feel, and as Steve Fulhart came over the other day, he was like, are you kidding me? There's this many Aggies on this hall? And I said, well, Steve, don't get too comfortable. If we add staffers, I think we're close to 60-something Aggies on the E2-700.
Wow, there you go. Now, let's talk about the legislative calendar. Are there some things that have Kyle Cassell's name on them as they get ready to put together bills out there?
We are working on that. Obviously, we're concentrating on water legislative issues. We need, you know, I don't think it's Monday we get back on the rules, and then we'll have the opportunity to ask for the committees we want to serve on. So until we get those committee assignments, which I think will come later in January, just, you know, found out late yesterday that next week's going to be a short week due to the inauguration up in Washington. So we'll see what we can get done on Monday, Tuesday. And, I mean, the only two things that have my name on them right now are two resolutions honoring the two Heisman trophies in District 12. So we'll start with Johnny Football early, and then we'll go to RG3 a week later. So, you know, I know we got some important legislative issues, but when you're in Texas and college football reigns supreme after a big Cotton Bowl win, and before Bill Flores takes full credit for the two Heismans, I'm going to
duck in there, huh?
He and I are both blessed to have these two Heisman Trophy winners in our district.
That's great. Now, this is I called John Rainey a kind of a redshirt freshman because he got a little bit of time over there in Austin, but basically we have two freshman members representing Brazos County. This is the largest group of freshmen since back in the Sharpstown days, post-Sharpstown, 1973. How do you see that's different with so many new members finding their way through the House and a few in the Senate?
You know, I guess, you know, it's a good thing. There's 43 of us. I think four or five of them are returning if you include John. I think three of them are returning for their second run through the House. They were here two or three terms each. So there's some leadership amongst our freshman class. But, you know, with today's internet and everybody being involved in their communities, you know, we've hit the ground running. The votes so far have gone, you know, like I said, the optimism is we're all working together, and I don't think there's a problem. I think it's an incredible opportunity to help Texas, and we're aligned from the top down. I'm really excited.
Do you think that there's an opportunity maybe for some of these freshmen, because there are so many, because you know the rules, are there some opportunities here for freshmen to maybe be able to step up more than they would have in sessions past?
I think so. I really do. We look at, you know, just from the ag perspective, you know, we've lost Rick Hardcastle retired, and so there's going to be a great opportunity for myself and Cecil Bell to, you know, have a very big role in agriculture. And, you know, I've met a lot of these freshmen that are, you know, either involved in real estate or investments, and, you know, they'll have a big impact in accountants. It'll have an impact on appropriations and across the board on our financial needs. And I go back to Cecil and I have both been involved in the water debate over the last 20 years from agriculture, municipality, and industrial needs. So, you know, that's a wealth of information. And, you know, we've already had a couple meetings with Cecil and I and some leadership, realizing that we do have that knowledge.
So what's the Kyle Cassell committee wish list?
Well, right now, I mean, natural resources would be my first and foremost. Environmental regulation, agriculture, I would hope, is a no-brainer. And parks, culture, and tourism, which, you know, does a lot of the wildlife issues, which are, you know, are close and dear to my heart.
Exactly. Well, all right, that's Kyle Cassell. Our first visit with him as a newly sworn-in member of the Texas Legislature as we get ready to go through the session. We'll talk to you next week at Friday, Kyle.
I look forward to that, Scott.
Right. Thanks a lot for the time.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks.